Well, hello, everyone. This is Mike from Colorado, recording this at 9,000 feet. Hope you're having a great summer. Wanted to talk to you today about something that our firm strongly believes in, and it has to do with families. With summer upon us and all of the activities that families do during the summer, we got to thinking about something that happens almost nearly every day in our country, and hopefully won't happen to you or your family, but you see it. Just turn on the television, listen to a radio station, or go to your favorite social media site, and nearly every day, after a tragic incident that makes news, families are asked by reporters for an interview. Now, sometimes it's after they ambush them at their front door or see them entering their vehicle or have access to their phone number, leaving, you know, countless messages to grant access. Or maybe they come across an accident site and there's families there along the roadway and they stick a camera or a microphone right in their face. We believe that families have rights to be treated with dignity and respect at all times after an incident that propels them into the media eye. Often, families are dealing with grief or shock, and they don't know that they can make a stand. So, in a two-part podcast, this being part one, I'm going to offer a list to review before deciding to make comments to the press. And I'd like to start with a very simple one, but it's often ignored, and that is simply to say no. You can say no to an interview. If you do not want to be interviewed, you can select a spokesperson or an advocate. You can also select the time and the location for media interviews. It doesn't have to be right there, right then, even though I have seen the media want to pressure you for that. You can also request a specific reporter. And you can refuse an interview with a specific reporter, even though he or she has granted interviews to other reporters. By that I mean where other family members or maybe even yourself, but you don't want to be interviewed by that person at this time. The point here is that you have rights. You can say no to an interview, even though you or someone in your family has previously granted interviews. That was in the past. Does not necessarily mean you have to continue to grant interviews. Another way to handle this often uncomfortable situation with the media access is to release a written statement. You can hand that out. You can have a spokesperson read it. You can do that in lieu of an interview. And you don't have to have everybody in the family interviewed. You can pick a family person to speak on behalf of the family, and you can exclude children or other family members. Again, you have rights. Again, it is your choice. And finally, for this podcast, I want you to remember that you can refrain from answering any question with which you or other family members are uncomfortable with, or that you feel are inappropriate. Now, I'm not suggesting that you say no comment. I have nothing to say on that. I think you can simply say that I would prefer at this time not to answer that question. I hope I have your understanding. Or words like that. Again, your family has the right at all times to be treated with dignity and respect by the media. In part two, learn some additional suggestions to get you through that media interview after a tragic or uncomfortable incident or accident. As always, you can learn more by going to our website, www.perriniassociates.com, and we have a library, nearly 5 years worth of blog posts that you can research, and I'm sure there'll be a topic there and some lessons learned and how-to to help you when it comes to public relations and marketing. Thank you very much for listening.